Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Danny Yamashiro here with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. How does a horticulturalist in the Philippines become a Southern Baptist minister in Hawaii? Pastor Jerry Saludes attended Southern Baptist College in Mindanao, where he received ministry training before attending the University of the Philippines at Los Banos. He majored in horticulture. He taught and conducted research for 6 years before being called to full-time ministry. The calling of God on our lives. Dear one, as you share with us in this time, as you are part of God's heart. And so Pastor Jerry and Suzanne and I, we gather together to remind you about how much God loves you and that God knows you no matter what you're facing or no matter what you're going through at this moment. That you would know the love of Christ, that He loves you so much that He died on the cross for your sins. He shed His precious blood on that cross to wash your sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, Jesus rose again from the grave. And the living Christ, who touched the heart and life of Jerry Saludes, He will touch your life today too. Would you turn your heart over to Him? Would you put your faith in Jesus? That's our prayer. Oh, amazing things begin to take place when we surrender our lives to Christ. Pastor Jerry Saludes married Stella Marie Ibrado. They have 3 sons. Pastor Jerry, welcome to our show.
Thank you very much, Pastor Danny.
So I mentioned the Philippines, but let's be more specific. Where in the Philippines did you grow up?
I was born in Tarlac. That's the middle part. That's the middle island. Not actually the middle island, but the major island in the Philippines. Okay. And then I grew up in Pangasinan. And my parents were moving in a lot of regions in the Philippines. They're academicians. And with the Southern Baptist work in the Philippines, that's pretty much how we grew up in the ministry.
Who influenced you most there in your growing up years?
Family, mom and dad. Mom is Sunday school teacher, dad is a deacon. And growing up, the eldest in the family became a pastor. And we're 7 in the family. I'm the 2nd to the youngest. And with all those influence, growing up in a Southern Baptist school, the Lord actually prepared me for the ministry on that.
So, at what age, growing up in a Christian home, Southern Baptist? Now, your parents, by the way, they played a very significant role, didn't they, in the Southern Baptist ministry expansion there in the Philippines?
Oh yes,
explain.
The first missionaries to the Philippines were in Central Luzon, Tarlac in particular, and my parents adopted the missionaries. So the first work of Southern Baptist in the Philippines started from our house, became a house church, until it finally became the Tarlac First Baptist Church. And to date, that church has grown so big. I think there are 20 daughter churches.
Beautiful.
Well, when you think about your mom and dad, I mean, that was a pretty quick answer. You didn't have to wait very long to identify. What is it? What was it about dad and mom that impacted you so much?
Their prayer life and their love for their children, people in the community, people can knock on our doors any time of the day or night, and they will receive help. And sometimes growing up, we even realize, why does mom and dad give away our last meal or something? And they would always say, son, we have eaten 3 square meals. These guys haven't eaten 3 days. So, you know, now we find ourselves doing exactly that. My own family, we're doing mm-hmm. that. And mm-hmm. what a legacy from my parents. The love of God shared with other people.
So how old were you when you became a Christian?
I was 7 years old. Actually, it was December 23, 1963. I can remember it so well because the pastor was doing a chalk talk, drawing with colored chalks and all that. And it was an impression of heaven and hell. And at the end of the evening, the pastor was saying, Jerry, when you die... asking a 7-year-old kid, are you sure you're going to heaven? And I said, yeah, of course. My dad is a deacon. My mom is a superintendent in Sunday school. My brother is a pastor. And I am a good kid. You know? And the pastor said, oh, your mom and dad, your brothers and sisters, they're okay. You got to make your own decision. And that hit me. To have a very personal decision to receive Christ. And I did at the young age of 7 years old.
Mm. What difference has Christ made in your life?
Without the Lord, I don't think I'm anything. As a young boy, I have always claimed the verse, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. With all the challenges of life growing up, we're not rich. We have had to really scour for food at an early age. And I can see how the Lord provides. We've been in situations that were very challenging. The Lord protects, you know. And growing up, it's a Southern Baptist school. So we have Bible class and Christian Emphasis Week. So we always have been trained to trust the Lord. And so even if there are difficult times in life, praying, asking God for directions, that helped us through every time.
Trusting Him.
Amen. Yeah.
Now, what fascinated you about horticulture?
In fact,
what is horticulture?
Horticulture is the growing of plants, basically fruits, flowers, vegetables. And in the Philippines, there's a classification we call plantation crops, coffee, cacao, rubber, abaca. So my mom is a botanist, I would say. In her heart, she always plants, does things, and I'm the assistant. And as a small child growing up, helping mom do the yard and have a lot of flowers, I liked that. And my mom also had a small camera that she would always take pictures of the flowers and everything. And I picked on that too. And growing up, I thought, oh, I'd like to do this. So cut a long story short, when I won a scholarship to the University of the Philippines at Los Baños, I picked up horticulture right away.
Mm-hmm. And what was it about horticulture that fascinated you?
Come to think about the Bible, the Garden of Eden, it's all horticulture. You mm-hmm. go and go straight to the Garden of Gethsemane. It's all horticulture. When Jesus said, I am the vine, you are the branches, that's horticulture. When Jesus said there are 4 types of soil, different hearts of people, that's horticulture. So I have been with university doing research, teaching and all that for 6 years. And when the Lord called me to full-time ministry, I thought, but I'm not a graduate of the seminary. And then I realized, wait, the Bible is horticulture. And I reviewed it myself to see and to affirm myself that God called me to something I really knew scientifically. So when I preach about the vine and the branches, the different kinds of pruning, boy, I go horticulture on my preaching.
Not many seminarians are able to do that.
That's right. That's right. I've got the advantage. And really, when you think about it, even the way the Lord called me from the Philippines to Hawaii, I always make it an introduction to anyone, new acquaintances. I would always say, I'm a horticulturist by profession, a pastor by vocation.
Tell us about that call.
The calling came, we don't have a pastor in our church. I was president of the youth, I was chairman of the deacons, and...
This is in the Philippines.
In the Philippines. And for 11 years, actually, total, we've just been looking for a pastor and all that. And because I'm chairman of the board, I invite speakers and all that. And guess what? When the speaker doesn't show up, I get to preach.
Mm-hmm.
And the church affirmed it. They said, you have the calling, you have the making of a pastor. So actually, when I was third year, when I was junior in college, I took a leave of absence from the university and went up to seminary in Baguio, the Philippine Baptist Theological Seminary, for a term to check it out. So I have a little seminary training.
But what brought you to Hawaii?
What brought me to Hawaii was an invitation from my eldest brother, who was pastor here in Hawaii. And he said, I need a revival speaker for that session. And he invited me. And, you know, it's very difficult to get a visa from the Philippines to the United States. I was not ordained then. I was licensed to preach. I've been pastoring for 4 years. And so I thought, I don't know if I can get a visa.
Mm-hmm.
But then it went through. The Lord allowed me to come. And there was a church here that needed a pastor. So they invited me to become a pastor here. And I said, but I have a good pastorate in the Philippines. We had our main church, and we had five daughter churches scattered all around, you know, up in the mountain, by the lake, where we might call it our own Bronx, you know, difficult area. It was a very beautiful ministry, and I wasn't ready to go. But when the Lord calls, you go.
That's it. Sometimes the Lord calls us, and we're not ready, at least in our mindset and in the way that we've perceived our life to unfold, we're not ready to go. And at other times, we think we're ready to go, and we're asking the Lord, when are you going to open the door?
That is right.
And the Lord is saying that we've got to wait a little longer, and sometimes we get frustrated. As you listen, dear friend, to Pastor Jerry Saludes, perhaps there are things about his experience and his journey that relate with you. Maybe even relating with where you are at this juncture in your life. Well, that's not by chance. It's not just something that's happening. I believe the Lord in His grace allows us to share in this time together with you. When we come back from our break, well, I'm not quite sure if you feel the same way, but I'm still wondering about horticulture and Pastor Jerry talking about preaching and using his background as a scientist, especially because the Bible is replete with horticulture, plants, flowers, the Garden of Eden. Well, when we come back, I'd like Pastor Jerry to share with us how he preaches. For example, how he would speak about John 15, where Jesus says, I am the vine and you are the branches. Let's hear it from a preacher, a pastor, who is a horticulturalist. I think Pastor Jerry will be used by God to open up our minds with his scientific background. And I think it'll have an impact practically in our lives. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Wandering
the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Paliomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahavai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight. Providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Pastor Jerry Saludes was born in the Philippines, in Tarlac, specifically, and grew up in Pangasinan to parents who were pioneers of the Southern Baptist movement in the Philippines. The Tarlac Family Baptist Church, First Baptist Church, Tarlac First Baptist Church, started in his home. He grew up in a Christian family, accepted Christ when he was 7 years old, and today he is a minister in Hawaii. But he has a background as a horticulturalist. You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. Thanks for joining us today. Perhaps you caught the tail end of the last segment or are tuning in right now. You can get this program in its entirety as a gift at thegoodlifehawaii.com. Enjoy it. Share it with a family member or friend. Thegoodlifehawaii.com. Horticulture and the Bible. Pastor Jerry, explain. If you were to speak to us from John 15, and where Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches, give us a horticulturalist perspective of that passage.
Anybody who has read that portion of Scripture will have a big question on the pruning part of the story, because in the text it says, for the branches that are not productive, they get pruned, they get cut off. For the branches that are productive, they are pruned off. And so it's the same process, it's cutting away the branches, but what makes the difference? Now, you have to look at it from the scientific point of view, that with grapevines, there are two kind of branches. The ones that don't produce the flowers and the fruits, they're called vegetative branches, just leaves. And then the other kind of branches would be the reproductive branches, which produce the flowers and the fruits. So when Jesus said, if the branches don't bear fruit, they're pruned off, those are the vegetative branches. And when they're productive, the reproductive branches, they're pruned to make them more fruitful. What a challenge in life. And when Jesus says, I am the vine, you are the branches, you have to stay connected with me. A lot of people don't have that connection. That's why they're not productive, they're not fruitful. And sad to say, when pruning comes to life, we don't appreciate it. We think it's just the hurtful experiences. But in reality, God prunes us because he wants us to become more productive. Mm-hmm. And I find that very true in my experience. There are some challenging things in life that have happened. And sometimes I ask God, why? And then I realize, why not? If that will make me stronger, if that will make me more fruitful, why not? So looking at it from the scientific point of view, when you understand the two types of branches, it makes sense.
What is the pruning process, let's say, for the grape that actually produces fruit?
The pruning process is to cut away the old or the branch that has produced the fruit already, because once you cut that fruit, the buds will produce more branch fruits that are flowering. Maybe some of us would understand it better if you have a rose bush and there's one stem of long stem rose. When you cut that, that only has one flower, then you will have two or three buds coming off of it. So from one flower only, you cut that, you prune that, the next flowers would be maybe two or three. So it has become more fruitful.
What does this mean, or what would it have to do with us in life when we leave things behind, or when God directs us, or the circumstances, or through the circumstances of our lives, we have to leave certain things behind in order to move forward? Is there a form of pruning in relation to what you're explaining?
I always think of how we make decisions in life. That's a good picture. We need to leave what is behind, move forward, strain forward to what is ahead. I realize that when we hold on to the stuff with clenched fists, in fact, sometimes we are mad at God. When God pours out the next blessing, because our hands are clenched, they're closed, we cannot receive the blessings. We have to open our palms to receive the Lord's blessings. And we gotta let go and let God. And the next wave of blessings comes, my hands are open. I'm fully open and receive them from the Lord.
Well, and also with that powerful question, not just why, but why not? Our listeners, I hope, can really hear the benefit of that.
Well, let's go a little bit deeper in relation to this. Pastor Jerry, you were doing research at the university, and then you were called to full-time ministry. So there was a period of letting go. I mean, obviously now you've developed throughout the years of experience, you can have an open hand throughout your life. But someone might be listening today, and it's a little bit of a clenched fist because they are not as seasoned. So let's talk through this and how did you leave being a researcher to then going into full-time ministry?
It was not easy, but when you have developed a liking to listen to the Spirit of the Lord, and I owe that to my parents. Their prayer life are so strong. When there's an issue, when there's a direction in in life that needs to be done. I hear them pray about it. And so we've learned that. And Proverbs chapter 3, it says, if you want favor with both God and man and a reputation for good judgment, then trust the Lord completely. Don't ever trust yourself. In everything you do, put God first, and He will crown your efforts with success. So decision making for me is, I'll just give it all to the Lord and let Him do. And I'll just listen. I'll just wait for what He wants me to do. And again, when I am able to do that, and there might be some little branches that need to be pruned off me, I'm okay. I let the Lord do that. So when He called me to full-time ministry, it was like, okay, Lord, my only question is, I'm not a graduate of the seminary. Can I do this? And when He convinced me that my agricultural training, my horticulturist training, was all I needed, I was okay with that. The fun side of that is about my wife, because she did not want to marry a pastor. She wanted to marry a successful scientist.
Okay. Jerry, let's we're going to need time to go into this.
Okay.
Because someone, this is like a misdirection, and yet misdirection in relationship, one expectation that leads to another. But God is, there's a superimposing gracious will of God that's being orchestrated in all of this. And when we come back from our break, you know, I mentioned I want to go a little deeper. Well, I think you're leading us to go even further, with further depth. And I think the more depth and the more time we can spend on this, it allows us to chew, allows our dear listener to chew on what God did in your life and how it applies even to our lives today. More with Pastor Jerry Saludis. Hey, imagine that. Imagine marrying someone because of what they're doing at that time, and you begin to envision what your future will be like in this profession. Because after all, that's why you got married. That's what interested you. That's what attracted you. And then the Lord shifts things along the way. Would it be confusing to you? Would it be frustrating to you? Would it anger you even at a point of disturbance? Well, I don't know exactly what Stella went through, but Pastor Jerry Saludis will explain when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup, I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Waiahua. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Waiahua, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii radio show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
See, life comes with changes, and of course, decisions have to be made. Sometimes we equivocate. We're not able to firmly make decisions. There are always multiple ways things could go. The only thing is we don't know exactly how everything will turn out. And that's where faith comes in, where we need to trust in God. But you say, Danny, of course, okay, I understand that I need faith, but it's a lot easier said than done. Well, that's why often the Lord brings people into our lives to share their stories, to give us an example of what it was like for them. It certainly encourages us. It might even equip us. It might even move us with boldness to take a step at the appropriate time. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show here. Danny Yamashiro, Suzanne Maurer, my co-host, Pastor Jerry Saludes, joining us today. Pastor Jerry is the senior pastor at YPO Community Baptist Church. YPO Community Baptist Church. You can find out more about Pastor Jerry. In fact, Pastor Jerry, if someone wanted to learn more about you and your ministry, how could they connect with you?
We don't have a good website yet, but the best way is to connect through Facebook. Just get YPO Baptist and you'll see a lot of the things there.
Okay, YPO Baptist there on Facebook, Pastor Jerry. Now, before our break, we were talking about your wife. So Stella, married, you got married. Take us back. You go into the ministry from being a horticulturalist. Things start to heat up because of some changes. Explain what took place.
What's interesting is my wife and I are busy with the Lord's work, and we love serving the Lord, even before we got married. So when finally we got married, we had two kids, the Lord shifts, not just for me being a scientist, but now to go to full-time ministry. Now, a wife who has married you for what you were, meaning, you know, she didn't want to become a pastor's wife. Maybe I can also say, I didn't want to become a pastor. You know, that was, I wanted to be the best Christian horticulturist. That's it. You know, and by my testimony at the university, it was awesome. The students and all that, it was awesome. But when the Lord calls you to full-time ministry, it's a big shift. It's a big jump. But the Lord has prepared my heart for that. The question is my wife. Because when the church asked me, would you be our pastor? I didn't even go check with my wife. Oops. I just said, yes. And so there goes the challenge. So,
oh, it's heating up. It really is heating up.
Yeah. So now it's like, wait a minute, you know. A scientist, a professor at the university, an extension agent like me, I got plenty money. You become a pastor, you don't have money. And it's the wife that would work on that, you know? So here comes the question, why do I have such peace in the decision that I made and my wife is all frazzled about it? And here's the answer. she prayed about it. She said, Lord, if you really are calling Jerry to full-time ministry, why don't I hear the call? You know? And then she followed that up by saying, Lord, if that's your will, just give me peace. Oh, man, that's what it is. God gave it to her right there and then. And she says, okay, Lord, we're here.
Wow.
So you arrived in Hawaii. What year was that?
1991.
Now, you arrived under the Hawaii Baptist Convention.
Right.
Correct. But you also served as a volunteer chaplain. Where did you serve?
At Kaiser Mauna Lua.
Mm-hmm. How many years?
Ooh, 16 years.
16 years.
Thank you.
And what kind of service did you provide there as a volunteer chaplain?
Initially, it was doing Bible study with the doctors and nurses and visiting with patients who request the services of a chaplain, getting called day in, day out, 24/7 at the emergency or at the ICU, did a lot of bedside services for patients who were passing on. I have even done some marriages also. But the best ministry that I found my Lord giving me is to be able to be there for family when their loved one is going.
What is it? What is it, Pastor Jerry, about that moment and the ministry that God had given you to be there during those very, very tough and yet tender times? What is it about that ministry that so stirs your heart?
The Lord says in His Word, Ecclesiastes chapter 3, there is a time for everything and a season for every activity under heaven. A time to be born, a time to die. God makes everything beautiful in its time. Death and dying is never perceived to be beautiful as human beings. But when you have faith in the Lord and you know that it happens in God's time, it's beautiful. And I have found out that to help, to process the family, to see the beauty not only at birth, but even in death, I find that so fulfilling.
What is beautiful about death, Pastor?
When it happens in God's time, it's beautiful. The Word says, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of His saints. We're going home. There is no more pain. And life is not the end. It's actually the beginning of something a lot better. So to be able to give that kind of hope to sometimes the patient who is expiring, they can still respond. I've done too many. I hold their hand. I look at their eyes. A tear falls out of the corner of their eye when you tell them about it, and you know that they heard it. You know that they made that last breath decision to accept the Lord. That's one soul out of heaven, out of hell. You know, I always say I want to depopulate hell one soul at a time. And when I'm able to do that, man, I go home crying. It is so powerful.
When you think about moments like these, and maybe someone today may have just experienced a shocking transition, a shocking news, a shocking loss, something unexpected in their family, what would you normally say to family members or friends who are there in that room they're grieving, yet they're uncertain, they're apprehensive, because they're even uncomfortable being in that moment, because it is the great fear of man, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Death. So when you come into a room, Pastor Jerry, who do you feel God has called you to be when you enter the room and provide what I would call the ministry of presence?
If the patient has already expired, I aim for the family, mainly, you know, the wife or the children or whoever. I feel that as a pastor, I am God's representative for them. There are times when you cannot say the right words, but your presence is all they need. Your silence is all they need. And my experience, when I open the word, just reading off from it, no explanations whatsoever, reading Ecclesiastes chapter 3, for example, that's all there is. And because I'm a chaplain, whether it be a Catholic or whatnot, sometimes I even have to apologize. It might be a Buddhist that has called the services, and I would say, I'm a Baptist minister. And interesting enough, the family would say, we don't care. We just want you to bless him. Mm-hmm. And guess what? I even get to do the funeral after that, because they felt God's presence so much, they wanted me to do even the funeral.
Mm-hmm. Pastor Jerry Saludes. Pastor, thank you for giving us a glimpse. Just that, a glimpse of what your ministry has been like for 16 years. I'm so grateful for being able to just pause a moment and allow just to hear you, because we could so easily just mention that, but it comes with such depth of experience, such depth of ministry. When we come back from our break, more from Pastor Jerry Saludes. We'll talk about his ministry. By the way, I know Suzanne, she always wants to go to this. And perhaps you want to listen. She would want to know, Pastor Jerry, how you met Stella. How you came. Now, we know that you eventually came here under the Hawaii Baptist Convention. So, by the way, Suzanne, that's something maybe you can ask when we come back. How did they meet? But there's a ministry today called Seafarers Ministry. I'd like for you to share about that, and maybe even a little bit about some personal difficult times. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
On the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Radio Show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcasts with family and friends from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Thank you to Waiowa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arunaga Financial Group Incorporated, A1A Electrician, and Orthopedic Surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show, on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Of course, you can find out more about Pastor Jerry Saludes and his ministry, YPO Baptist Church, YPO Community Baptist Church. You can find out more at Facebook. Again, YPO Baptist Church there on Facebook. Pastor Jerry, the ministry is just very touching to me. And I think for anybody who has gone through a time of tenderness, I recently, my sister recently went home to be with the Lord after a battle with cancer. Mm-hmm. And the chaplain that would that ministered to her, ministered to the family while I was there, and of course even while I wasn't there, because we were on different parts of the nation. But the ministry of presence and the consistency, as you describe it, it's also very personal to me, and perhaps even for someone today who is listening. And what an amazing outreach you've had through that. This is the Good Life Radio Show. Again, you can find out more about Pastor Jerry at Facebook, YPO Baptist Church.
And on the break, Danny, I found out about someone that he ministered to on his deathbed, so we may have to do another segment of just what happened at Kaiser Mount Elizabeth Hospital with Pastor Jerry.
There's a lot of stories.
Yes.
I'm sure you could literally, and I'm not saying this figuratively, you could write a book.
Yes.
I wish I had that gift.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But Danny, well, there's somebody else very special that we need to hear a little bit more about. Is it okay to talk about Stella?
Mm-hmm. How did... go ahead and ask.
Yeah. Jerry, tell us, how did you meet?
The dormitory for the girls and our dormitory, the YMCA dormitory, are just beside each other. And we pass by a corner window of Stella's dorm. And every evening that we pass by, we hear this voice singing. And it's magical. It's like, whoa, who's that? You know?
Then finally, in the Philippines.
In the Philippines, in Los Baños, when we were in college. And finally, I get to meet that singer through the window. We get to be introduced and all that. And I said, you're the one who sings every night? He says, yes, 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 yes. And then we tried to connect because I won a prize that made me visit 5 cities in the Philippines. And one of those cities, the father of Stella was the manager. So I got to meet her father first before her. So my joke is, seek the father and the daughter will be given unto you. So with her voice and her singing, I said, she was going to a different church. I said, would you come to join our church and sing at our church and all that? And that's all that started it. So it's her singing that really drew me to her. And fast forward to that, when she had cancer on her throat and the danger that she would lose her voice, I was devastated. It's like I couldn't preach. I couldn't do anything else anymore.
How long ago was that, Jerry?
That was 2 years ago.
And?
Yeah, but she's cancer-free now, praise the Lord.
And her voice?
And her voice is well. Her voice
praise
is well.
The Lord.
Yeah, but that was, oh man, that was difficult for me.
Well, yeah. Let's spend a few moments here. How did the Lord help you through this very, very challenging time?
I'll go back to prayer. Sometimes in prayer, we cannot say the right words, but I hold on to the promise that the Holy Spirit intercedes with groans that words cannot express.
Jerry, let me jump in real quick and share that's Romans 8:26.
Yes, it is.
And 27, because
yes,
we so often hear Romans 8:28.
That's right.
But we need to go back to 26.
That's right.
Keep
that's
going.
That's right.
Thank you.
And where I can hold that, I'm a pastor. I can professionally make all the prayers I can say. But when you cry your heart out to the Lord and allow the Holy Spirit to intercede, interpret, translate those tears, those hurting feelings to the Lord. I'm pretty sure at the throne of grace, God is gracious. Mm-hmm. And He did. He did. He blessed us so much.
How did Stella get through without having her vocal cords damaged or her singing impaired?
We had to trust the Lord that He was holding the hands of the surgeon and everything. With Kaiser and our support group there, the Christian doctors there who were praying along with us and giving us wisdom and guidance. That was very helpful. That was very helpful.
Someone today might be going through a moment similar to this, or maybe a different kind of experience, but still earth-shaking or even earth-shattering. Mm. A word of encouragement to them.
I would always say, cast your cares upon the Lord because He cares for you.
Mm-hmm. A prayer. You pray for our dear listener right now.
Lord, only You could touch that heart. Only You could feel and cause to overflow with Your love and Your comfort and Your peace. Right now, Lord, You know someone who needs that. And I pray, Lord, You will be so close that they will feel the warmth of Your love. Thank You. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Pastor Jerry, you have at moments, on many occasions, in that last period of someone's life, like you talked about in our previous segment, seeing the tear drop, mm-hmm. communicating with them, feeling the last squeeze of the hand, mm-hmm. saying that they've made a decision. Share the good news of Christ with someone today. They might not be in their last moment, but they are at a critical juncture in life. Share the good news of Christ. What is it? And how can they respond, and why should they respond?
The best picture I can draw is in the context of Christmas. Jesus Christ was given as a gift. God loves us so much, He gave His only begotten Son, so that if we receive that gift, we will not perish, we will have eternal life. And I pray that receiving that gift will truly make it a Merry Christmas. That we have the Christ of Christmas. We're looking so much for a lot of things that will fill our hearts. We don't have to look any farther. The Lord is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. And let Christ be filled with Christmas be filled with Christ when we celebrate it and receive the free gift of salvation that God has given us.
Pastor Jerry, one more prayer. Lead in a prayer for someone today who may be ready or willing and desires to receive Christ.
Lord, You hear the hearts. You hear the cries. They're reaching out. They're ready. Lord, I pray You pour out Your Spirit and quicken their spirit. Make them alive. As they receive You, You have promised You will give them the right to become Your children. And I pray, Lord, they receive that right right now. Have their names written in the book of life. And have that wonderful and powerful relationship with You. Thank You. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Dear one, if you said that prayer and you, as Pastor Jerry has prayed, you, in your heart there's a movement and you've put your trust in Christ, contact me, Danny@thegoodlifehawaii.com, or you can contact Pastor Jerry on Facebook at Waipio Baptist Church. One more thing before we wrap up. We've just got just slightly less than a minute to go. A quick word about Seafarers Ministry, which was started in 2015 by you.
That is the most exciting ministry that we're doing now. And personally, I feel like that's what the Lord has set me out to do in the first place as I have come to Hawaii. I have mentioned that my parents have moved us to different regions in the Philippines. That allowed us, the children, to be able to speak the different dialects. And when we started the Seafarers Ministry, this is for international longline fishermen. Most of them are Filipinos, some Vietnamese, Indonesians, Polynesian Islanders, but mainly Filipinos, about 75%. For every boat that we visit, and we kind of just like say hi, hello, you know, and I ask them, are you Filipino? From where? And when they say the region, I can speak their dialect. That connects right away.
And what do you provide for them?
We reach out to them. We always say sharing the love of God and aloha to these international fishermen. We translate that by being a friend, actually being family to them. We are their ohana away from home. And we visit with them, we bring vegetables, we bring clothes, we help them shop, because they cannot come out of the pier. So we buy stuff for them, they reimburse us, we order for them through Amazon so that they can send gifts to the Philippines and all that. We have a cell phone ministry that helps them a lot to connect with family. I mean, because it's difficult, they don't have a credit card, they can't buy cell phones.
A practical, timely, and dynamic ministry from Pastor Jerry Salutis. Heartfelt words shared from Pastor Jerry today. Thank you, Pastor, for being with us.
Thank you. Much mahalo.
Dear one, God's timing is perfect. And there's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, even as Pastor Jerry just shared, I think this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special video for you there. If you'd like to stand with us with your prayers and financial support to make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. It's always a blessing to be with you. Thank you to Pastor Jerry Salutis. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.